Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted, and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
Let your word come with fire. Let anybody carry chain, invisible chain, wicked chain, let the chains break in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let me jam your hands to the Lord and be clap. Let me play holy, holy, holy as we worship God together wherever you are seated. Our God is a great God. Holy, holy, holy. Lord God Almighty, Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise today.
Early in the morning our song shall rise today.
Holy, 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 lift up your voice, say it.
Holy, holy, holy,
merciful and mighty,
merciful and mighty.
He's God in three persons.
God in three persons.
Blessed Trinity.
Blessed Trinity.
One of the songs we sing in heaven. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Our God is awesome. Our God is too big, He cannot fail. Lift up your hands and worship Him. He is the God that answers prayers.
Trinity.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We worship your holy name.
We worship your holy name.
We adore you.
We adore you. We bow down before you.
We worship your holy.
We worship your holy name.
Sit down. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Mikey. They did not bond them well. He said, God Search for other gods and bring them home. Which of their god or father died and rose up? Did they die, they rotten with their teeth? After 3 days,
you rose from death. I have never seen a man who rose from death like Jesus Christ.
Don't let me hear you go and worship any dirty gods. Oh. You are serving the authentic God. And do you know why?
Why I believe in Jesus?
Maybe you don't know, but I tell you.
Do you know why he's so great?
After three days, he come out from grave.
He rose from death. I have never seen a man who rose from death like Jesus Christ.
Can I enter into a season of celebration? And this service is for the people that don't, they have nothing to celebrate. From January to December, it's only their birthday, even the birthday itself. So let me summon you and teach you how you can experience celebration in your life. How can I enter into a season of celebration? It's just 4 points I'm going to give to you, and we'll pray. There is a season of celebration. As a single girl, when God give you a good man and you marry, you enter into your season of celebration. As a man, you have been praying for a good wife and God did for you, you enter into a season of celebration. A family believing for a baby, you have a baby, some twins, you enter into a season of celebration. God built a house for you, you enter into a season of celebration. Are you there with me? God opened doors for you, and before that one finish, another season of celebration. This is not for everybody. It's for somebody that's been praying for a season of celebration. After this service, enter in the name of Jesus. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 19. Life can be sweet when you know some things and the truth. Jeremiah 30, verse 19. We'll wait for you anytime you are ready. We'll be worshiping God till you are ready. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 19. Out of them, city and palace, will come songs of thanksgiving. Are you there? And the voices of those who make merry. It will happen in your home. And I will multiply them. And they will not be few. I will also what? Glorify them. And they shall not be small. Stretch your hand to that Bible passage as I pray for you. The word and the message there is your portion and your family in the name of Jesus. It is a good thing to enter into a season of celebration and thanksgiving. It is not the will of God for you to experience weeping, mourning, crying, tears, sometimes. No, that's not the will of God. As a person, as family, as a individual, we pray for a season of thanksgiving. We pray for a season of celebration. But they don't just happen. Some 4 things will happen before you see celebration. And if you can pray these 4 things, if you can do them, then celebration will become cheap in your life. Let me hear a big amen. Now, there are some celebrations that are not from God. Like the one in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 7. After the finished celebration and thousands died. That's not from God. When you have tears, pain, and sorrow after celebration, that celebration is from God. The celebration that you have to sing before you start celebrating is not celebration. drinking alcohol in the house and begin to sing, it's not celebration. You don't know me. So I'm talking about divine celebration. That you will say, God has blessed me, and people that will hear will thank God for me. Not just celebration. I call it divine celebration. The one God planned for you. The one God opened the door for you. I pray for just 10 of you very quickly. Will you experience it in the name of Jesus? Not every woman will sleep with people before she gets the contract. Yes, it might be hard, but when God is involved and God said it, yeah, you will get it. Not every man will compromise before he will buy a car. Are you listening to me now? God is a lifter of men. Can I pray for 20 of you? God will lift your head in the name of Jesus. So how do I enter into the season of celebration? I'll give you four. Number one, the first thing that must happen is that God must remember you. You can never celebrate anything if God does not remember you. 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 1 to 2. Oh yeah, open the place. Hannah was rejoicing and celebrating here, testifying of the goodness of the Lord. Hannah prayed and said, "My God, my heart exalts." Okay. "In the Lord my horn, my strength is lifted up. In the Lord my mouth is no longer silent, for it is open wide, over my enemy, because I rejoice in salvation." Now follow me. Why was she rejoicing? Carry your Bible for me. 1 Samuel chapter 1, 19 to 20. 1 Samuel 1, 19 to 20. "And they rose up in the morning and worshiped before the Lord, and returned and came to their houses to Ramah. And again I knew his wife, and the Lord." And the Lord. When God remember you, celebration follow. Lift up your hands and pray. Say, "Father, remember me." Now here, say, "Oh Lord, remember me." Say it again, let me hear you. I'm not hearing you. Say it again, let me hear you. Wait, when somebody remembers somebody, something will happen for good. How much more God? You are saying as if we are talking to the, I say, come on, say, "Oh Lord, remember me." Say three times. Let me hear you go. That's one. That is two. God bless you. May the Lord remember you. So when God remembers a person, what follows is rejoicing, testifying, and celebration. You want to celebrate in life. This is the Ashiri there. Pray that God will remember you. Give me another point. Genesis chapter 30, verse 22 to 23. Genesis 30, 22 to 23. "And God remembered Rachel, and God hearkened to her prayers, and opened her womb." I believe you didn't see it. "And God remembered Rachel, and God hearkened to her prayers, to her, and open her womb." When God remember you, a door is open. Verse 23. Verse 23 of that same passage. 22. We have read it. 23 now. Please don't disturb me. "And she conceived and bare a son. God are taking away." In what area do you need celebration? You need to pray, "Oh Lord, remember me." Oh my God, I'm in the wrong church. You need to tell God, "Oh Lord." If you are not remembered, you cannot be celebrated. You will continue to run after men. Do you know how many people I've prayed for and I've known and I've met? And he said, "Daddy, will buy you this, will buy you this." Nobody remembered me. But when God brought his act, I told you, Don't let anybody tell you who will not help him. Forget. See, stop pursuing people. If I have a very bad habit, I don't call people because they are rich. It's a very bad habit. You were in my office that day when the number three person called. You know, I said, can we pick the call? He said, I said, pick the call. Number three in Nigeria, I said, pick the call. I have a very bad habit. God will bless you. I will not call you. Hello. Honorable Esther. God bless you for your pocket. Many of you, when you said this, and I said, we know Reverend Femi. We know Reverend Femi. I will never send message to them. I have learned to wait on God. Somebody, I am praying on that your head. You will stop running after men. The Lord will remember you. Lift up your voice and pray again. Oh Lord. Come, let God hear you. Let God hear you. Say, oh Lord. Me, I prefer to cry to God than to go to anybody's house waiting for you at the gate. Somebody cry to God. Say, oh Lord. Remember me. When God remember you, yeah, I'm showing you now. Reproach is gone. Rejoice starts. Celebration starts. People that are talking bullshit can go to hell. God does not consult anybody before he blesses you. Hey. Genesis chapter 8 verse 1. You want to see celebration and God remembered Noah. And every living thing and all the cattle was living. And in the ark, and God made the wind to pass over the earth. And the water stopped. Why? Bible said the water dropped. Why? Because God remember him. There is a family here that have been praying. There's a north storm in your life. I decree wind of the Holy Ghost to blow because God has remembered you in the name of Jesus. So as God's word is coming out, somebody is being remembered. I said, somebody's being remembered. I'm not here. I said, somebody's being remembered. Stop pursuing men. Stop. Maybe they will send me money. When God remembers you, look at me, he will compel them. Joseph was not celebrated until he was remembered. Sure, you remember. You want to be celebrated. Pray for divine remembrance. Once you are remembered, look at me, the next thing is, that guy is the same motto. Some people know what you are doing, but they will not remember. God will compel them. Amen. You read me with the lady. I said, God will compel them. Yeah. People will have children. They died, will not remember the parents. Somebody will have money, and he will not remember the wife in the same house. Some children, they have great father, and they will not remember their children. Now God, they hold the throat of men. Do you remember? The Bible says the heart of the king is in the hands of God. Wherever he likes, he directs to. So I pray for you. For you to see your celebration. Oh yeah, remembrance is starting in the name of Jesus. If you are the one I pray for, let me hear your louder. Amen. 1 Samuel chapter 2. Look at me, wait. Before we do it. You see, when God has not remembered you, will say, what has happened? What have I done? Has God forgotten me? Don't worry. But when God remember, you know what happened? He begins to give to you the same thing that makes people to abuse you. When God remember Hannah, she was crying for one child. Look at what happened to her. 1 Samuel 2:5. Oh yeah, read. 1, 2, go. Look at it. That they that were full have hired out themselves for bread. And then they were hungry seed, so that the barren had born 7. And she that had many children, Hannah was praying for 1. God gave her 7. You don't know? After Samuel, she born another one. Then she born Chinedu. Then she born Augusta. Then she born. I'm telling you, they thought she would not have children. They were abusing her. Perlina. Can you imagine somebody has one car and is oppressing you with one car? And when God starts with you, that's why don't stop talking when you see people progressing.
Some people don't suffer. I know a particular man, he doesn't wear one clothes twice. He said, Pastor, and I asked him, I said, sir, he said, Reverend, I have been waiting for you to ask. He said, sir, that any time as he was growing, he don't get clothes now. Okay, can mama they buy for him? He now said, ah, ah, God, you know, we bless me, maker. He said, when his friend said, I bought mama that I can give you clothes. So he started praying. And God remembered him. You know, one cloth, he would just drop it. As he dropped it, his friends are picking it. From university, when God answered him, somebody, you are here, I'm praying for you. At the same point where you are reproached and messed up, the Lord will remember you. Let me finish. At the same point where you are messed up, the Lord will give you seven. You know, I said, at the same point where they say, the Lord will give you in the name of Jesus. Because of the small change in your pocket, you cannot say, man. I said, it will happen to you in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and say, oh Lord, remember me. Say it again, say, oh Lord, remember me. Somebody say, oh Lord, remember me. Somebody say, oh Lord, remember me. Oh Lord, remember me. Somebody say, oh Lord, remember me. Somebody say, oh Lord, remember. Person like me cannot lobby. Sit down. No verse. It's not pride. It's not pride if I don't call you, sir. It's not pride if I don't call you, ma. It's because I don't want to be insulted. I respect myself. Ben, remember me. Remember me, oh Lord. Remember me, oh Lord. I want to show you number two.
Remember me, oh Lord.
When?
Today. Remember me, oh Lord. Remember me, oh Lord.
Remember
me, oh Lord. Today.
The lady told me things were bad for she and her family and her children. She had to stay in her friend's house. And when it's time for her to cook, they will remove all the kerosene in the stove. She was telling me that story. I couldn't stand it. She told me they moved from there and she went to another place with her sister, and she and her children would sleep in the parlor. They have room, so told them to sleep in the parlor. And everybody would dump their clothes, go and watch it. Even her children, everybody would go and... But when God started, she said, Daddy, I don't know God will remember me this early. She said she thought she would be 62 or 80 before God would remember her. Can I pray for you? There are some things you cannot calculate or fathom. You are asking, how am I going to get this amount of money? How am I going to get this thing done? The Lord will work it out for you. Why am I not hearing me? I said, the Lord will work it out for you. If you are the only one I'm praying for, let me hear your loudest amen. Time I started running again. Number two, you want to enter into your season of celebration. Whether you are, whatever job you are doing, even as a student. But next thing that was happening, you must be protected. I will show you from the Bible. In fact, special protection. Because before your celebration happened, the enemy wants to take you away. Show me from the word of God. Maybe be Psalm 5, verse 11. Very important. Look at Psalm 5, 11. The link between life, between divine protection and divine salvation is very thin. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Continue. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful and indeed.
Let it again. Look at. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Colon. Let them ever shout for joy. Because if you are going to shout for joy, it's because you have been defended by God. Oh Lord, protect me and my family. Oh, Father, you are still positive. Say, Father, protect me and my family. Somebody say, oh, Jesus, protect us. I take first class comprehensive insurance for myself and for my children. Say, in the name of Jesus, our day of celebration will happen. No evil will happen before that day. No weapon formed against us will prosper. Say, in the name of Jesus, every battle, every arrow, every assault against my day of celebration, return back to sender. Say, in the name of Jesus, say, angels of the living God, surround me and my family. Surround us, Pastor. Protect this family. Protect us. Say, angels of the living God, go ahead of us. Fight our battles. Angels of the living God, watch my back for me. Say, angels of the living God, stand by my side. Somebody shout, oh Lord, protect me. Shout a terrible amen. Amen. The enemy wants to take you out before your day of celebration. If you don't pray, Lord, protect me. Say, let them shout for joy. Why? Because thou defendest them. So if God don't defend you, they buy you. Let me read again for you. Psalm 5, verse 11, CEB. But let all those who take refuge in thee celebrate. You want to celebrate? Let them sing out loud. Not for a while, forever. May God give you a celebration that will be forever. Protect them so that all those who love their name can rejoice. Protect them. Lord, protect me. May the Lord protect this church. May the Lord protect your family. Everyone connected to this altar, may the Lord protect them. If you are one of them, let me hear TD. Amen. Have you not heard that it's only the living that can rejoice? You have not heard that it's only the living that can praise God? Can the dead praise God? Isaiah 38, verse 18 and 19. For the grave cannot praise thee. Have you been to the graveyard before? Is there celebration there? No matter how big the person is, forget about all the banana they are playing. Dead cannot celebrate. You will not die. Did you say amen? I said you will not die. Every attempt to kill you will backfire. Any attempt to kill your family will backfire. Let me face it. Any attempt to fire you will backfire. In fact, God will not spare the people that try to kill you in the name of Jesus. If you are the one I pray for, let me hear loud and say amen. They that go down into the pit cannot hope for the truth. He said, they that go down into the pit cannot hope for the truth. For the grave cannot praise thee. Dead cannot celebrate you. You've got to be alive to see celebration. Oh, yeah, connect to this altar. Make a prayer for you. You, your husband, your wife, your children, and your helper. The Lord will keep you alive. See, you know, if evil happened to you this morning, you can't come to church. How are you going to do it? You are going to face it. So I pray for you. Whatever that will remove celebration from your house, today we put a stop to them in the name of Jesus. Shout a big hallelujah. So you want to see celebration? You've got to pray that God will remember you. When God remembers you, fitokusile. Let the money be in the hand of the president. Your own will get to your pocket. You are prepared. You have prayed. You are ready. You have gone to school. Or you have prepared your skill. You are not just like that. Then you are remembered. Then number two, I said you must be what?
Protected.
What you protect? The Lord will laminate you. The hands of the wicked will not be able to touch you. Do you know why they want to kill you? They've seen that your celebration is closed. All those accidents, all those dreams, all, I'm telling you, they are not just, it's because something good is coming. Oh yeah, do your hand like this. Oh yeah, receive it in the name of Jesus. Psalm 35, verse 19. God must protect you. He will protect your family. In the name of Jesus. Now, I have this habit of when people come for counseling, I like to see them one by one. Except their family. Instead of people came to my office. And normally I ask, what's your name? So they tell me, like, my name is Paul. So I was praying. What's your name? My name is Femi. What's your name? So I started praying. And the Lord said, who is Lassisi among all of you? And the other one said, it's me. Ah, okay. So you are Lassisi. Are you put together? I said, yes. And I said, when Lassisi go kill now, he's planning to pursue now. I'm like, let me get police that will be standing there protecting. This one is going to kill you. And guy says, it's not like that. It's not like that. Not like that. So, and every good thing comes to these guys waiting. So you want to plan to kill them. But they came to the place of prayer together. It was that boy that now said, celebration is coming. Yes. They want to promote them. What about me? I've been dead since. Whoever is looking at you to kill you. Ah, the Lord will approach them. But they came to a place of prayer together. Be warning them, oh, they are coming here. They came to pray. Let us read the Bible. Psalm 35, verse 19. Let them that are my enemies wrongfully rejoice. Let them now, if you are not protected, and they kill you, God forbid, the next thing they begin to celebrate. Say, Shina, eh? If they succeed to kill you, somebody say, God forbid, they begin to do celebration. When they caught something, they started doing what? Celebrating. Now, put it back now so that you can understand. When they succeed, your enemy will not succeed. Let not them that are my enemies wrongfully rejoice over me. Oh, yes, Shami. Neither let them win the eye that hate me. So if they succeed, then begin to rejoice. Oh my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Stretch your hand, let me pray for you. May the Lord surround you with the fire of protection. Yeah. There are people, when they hear today that you die, they begin to party. I said something happened, Pastor Paul, that I had, not this thing, I had first class like this. Somebody lost a husband. The elder sister was there. Called the other sister abroad. And I said, hello. The same house. There are some things that must not happen to you. That your husband, that travel, that plane crash happened. People will come to their seat with the wife. I'm saying, and to my don't come up party again. And in their heart, so to talk. Every Sunday, I'm a worship. So to if anybody is waiting to tell you, so to talk, God will summon them. You are the one that is saying life is tough for you. There's something about you that is unique that some people cannot stand. It might be your son. It might be your daughter. It might be just about your life. And he said, Kitty and me, Tietti called you, Tietti called you. Anybody say your own is too much. God will head boost them in the name of Jesus. Time is running. Time is number three. Time is running. You want to see celebration? Yes or no? What is the first thing that must happen to you? You want to see celebration. What is the second that must happen to you? The third thing that must happen to you is that, look at me, opportunity must not be passing you. The man by the pool of Bethesda in John 5, from verse 1 to 9. You remember that guy now, our guy? He was there for 38 years. Sure, you remember. Look at, water is there. Anytime he's about to jump there, another person jump there. Opportunity that is for you, you are missing it. Travel, you miss it. Marriage, you miss it. Education, you miss it. Why are you missing them? As you are missing those opportunities, you are aging. You are aging. You are aging. Contracts, you miss it. And when you miss it, let me tell you, that thing no go, somebody got collected it. Am I lying? Somebody will collect it now. He said, before I enter, another person got there. Jesus had to come and help him. Can we pray? For all the opportunities of your life that you have been missing. Jesus, step in now in the name of Jesus. Let me pray for you. Prayer. I say, for all the greatness, celebration you are supposed to have celebrated, but you didn't miss them. I say, Jesus, step in now. Madam, I said, Jesus, step in now. I said, Father, step in now. The Holy Spirit is stepping now. If you are the one I pray for, shout seven amen and pack your blessings. Please sit down. And the last one, I want us to pray before we go. I don't want your time to. And the last one. So the first, sit down. The first one is remembrance. Femi Akiola, God must remember you. Number two, God must protect me. Number three, I must not miss opportunities. Divine opportunity. I must not miss them. As opportunities they come, pray. Don't just jump. Find out, God, is this one for me? Not all doors are for you. Are you listening to me? Not all breakthrough are for you. Are you listening to me? Not all visas for you. Are you listening to me? And finally, number four. A fortune that must happen to you to see the season of celebration is genuine repentance and restoration. I will show you that from the Bible. Remember Luke chapter 15 from 17 to 24. The Bible says a particular boy woke up one morning and told his father, you know that, give me one, the one that belonged to me. Sure, remember, the Bible says he collected the money, he left, and when he got to that city, he was hungry. He started working with the people that are doing pigs. The Bible says he almost ate the food of pigs. But one day he came back to his senses and he said, what? My papa get money. What are they do here? I'm going back home. Now, so the first thing that happened there is that he repented. Not the repentance repented that time. Some of you repented that time, but even as I'm talking now, you've got to repent from your wicked ways and return back to God. Yes, he was a son, but he left. Some of you, you have left God. You just didn't come church. Am I lying on you? No. Some of you, you have left God since 10 years, 5 years, 6 years. Because some of you left 6 months ago and you are in the choir there. Some of you have left 3 months ago and you are saying you are a pastor. Benny, some of you, I'm telling you, come back to your senses. The celebration you are looking for is not in the hands of anybody. If God, Bible says, who can receive anything except it's given to him? Come back. You've got to come back. And the Bible says, when he came back, he was restored. Look at what happened in this verse before I pray for you. Luke 15:22. Look at what happened there. And when you return back, God will not send you away. Oh, he's such an awesome father. Such a great father. Yes. But the father said to his servant, bring forth the rope. Not just the rope. The best rope. And put it on him. So God is going to remove from you the garment of shame. The garment of disgrace. The garment of delay. And he's going to put a new rope on you. A rope of testimony. A rope of big things. A rope of open doors. and put it on you in the name of Jesus. He now said, put a ring on his hand. A ring on somebody's hand is accepted. Acceptance. I accept you back. I, Femi, accept. Then you put ring. No, be sure. So ring means I have accepted you. So you want this celebration, you've got to come back and a shoe on his feet. Now, each of these has been in what time? So if you are here this morning, because of whatever you are looking for, you have gone into different places. You have involved yourself in different bullshit. Listen to me. Some of you are listening to me now. You are here now. You are even using a Kayama Tanga. Is it, what they call it? What they call that in Nahemia? Kayamata, sorry. For your husband, all because you want acceptance. It is not everybody Kayamatanga can take over. Kayamata can take over. Humans are spirits. No. Humans are what? We are spirits. Cage and trap get level. The trap that will catch cockroach is not the one that will catch rat. It's not the one that will catch lion. It's not the one that will catch elephant. Return back. He was a son. He left. Some of you have left church. You have left God. God is saying, come back. When you come back, the celebration you are looking for is in my hands. It's not in the hands of family. It's not in the hands of friends. Wait till you have one problem. Tell your friend tomorrow you have a terminal disease. I swear to God I'm serving that all your friends will begin to reduce. Tomorrow, try it. God forbid that you are having terminal disease. You will not have terminal disease. And you see what all of them, they will not call you again because they believe that you are wrapping up. With this few points, I hope somebody is blessed today already. So if you are going to see celebration, what is the first thing that must happen? God. Who must remember you? Who must remember you? Stop all these nonsense you are punishing people. Believe it or not, Kemi has witnessed one. People call me. Vice presidents, I talk to them. But I don't call them. That, hey, my daughter, God forbid. From today, you will stop pursuing men. So God must remember you. Number two, you must be protected. If you are protected, then you will see celebration. Number three, Apollo Sekini. Opportunities, doors. And number three, genuine repentance and restoration. Return back to your father. He's waiting for you. Now, with these few points, the celebration that you are waiting for, you will not miss it in life. Rise on your feet and let us pray. Are you blessed? That some of you are still going to your offices. So this service is 7 to 9. And no matter the anointing, 7 to 9 is 7 to 9. So don't worry. The first thing I do when I stumble on revelation is I thank God. So anywhere you are, Lord, for your word, for your revelation, I thank you. Go ahead and give him praise for 1 minute. Lord, I thank you for this revelation. Say, with this revelation, I cannot fail. I thank you. Papa, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for the revelation. I thank you.
I thank you. Oh, oh, I thank you. Oh,
I thank you for the revelation.
Papa, we thank you. Oh,
we give you praise.
We thank you.
We give you praise. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord, turn every sorrow in my life to celebration. Am I going to beg you to pray? Lift up your voice anywhere you are. Turn every sorrow in my life to celebration. Every sorrow in my life. Somebody, are you praying? Are you praying? You are not praying, no. I don't know what you are going through, but turn my sorrow. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Your mercies are ceased for years. Not one, not two, but ceased. And you are running everywhere. Don't worry. I'm coming back to that. The Lord will visit you. Everybody pray with me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, for every trouble I have had in life, for every trouble I have had in life, give me double celebration. Can you lift up your voice and pray like that? Papa, you too much, oh. You too much, oh. Daddy, you too well, oh.
You do well, Lord.
Are you praying?
Papa, you do well, Lord. Oh, you do well, Lord. Jesus, you do well, Lord. Oh, you do well, Lord.
Hey, somebody praying here.
That's why I love you.
In Jesus, never pray. Help me, that boy in white, come. Yes, you come quickly. Don't waste my time. Neither, let me pray for you. Don't do illegal business. What did I say?
Don't do illegal business.
It's illegal business is coming. Quickly do this for us, M1. You know M1. They are coming. Quickly do this for us. In fact, they are with you now. They are telling you, do this. Stretch your hand as I pray for this young man. You have no family. See, stop looking for trouble, oh, if you have nobody to help you. Some of you, when you get in trouble, nobody will come and meet you. My father will tell me, if you enter police station, if I get in trouble, ask them in the house. Nobody will talk. I fought in school, they suspended me. Nobody knew. I will get to school like this from school, I will just turn. Say at home that they suspended you, and they will suspend you in the house again. So I pray for you. What's your name? Lalude?
Daberechi,
wow, okay. Help me stretch your hand to him. Let everything they have finished about prison jump over you. Yes. See him, body, see him, bone. See, look at, you don't even get flesh. If you now enter prison now, which thing will remain in your body? So all the plans to send you to prison will not prosper in the name of Jesus. The eyes from the family monitoring you is blinded in the name of Jesus. Be patient. If you are patient, you'll be great. If you are patient, you'll be great. If you are patient, you'll be great. I say the eye is monitoring you, okay, in the village. That eye is blinded in the name of Jesus. You have started to see cobble to eat now. Benny, I see little food in your plate. Power to be patient so that you'll be great is upon your life now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. When you shake me, you will not see shame. Stand. Church, help me tell him, be patient. Find your level. Clap for Jesus. Church, let us pray a little more. I'm looking at the time, don't worry. See after me, say, my Father, remember me for God. Say it again, let me say, my Father, remember me for God. Can you lift up your voice and pray like that?
Papa, you do well. You do well.
Oh, you do well. Oh, you do well.
Daddy, you do well.
Oh, you do well. You do well.
In Jesus' name we pray.
You do.
Jesus' name we pray. Now I'm trying to come to you. The Lord said I should stop. This happened to me in Germany too, and it's happening now. As I'm talking now, you have a link on TikTok. You used to get naked to do like this for Oyinbo, and they are giving you money. Twice, the man that wants to marry you has seen you and left. Ben, he said, stop. The last opportunity has been given to you. See, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? What is wrong with you? Do you know that there's no beauty in nakedness? I'm telling you, there's no beauty. See, the beauty is just wearing clothes like this. There's no beauty in nakedness. So you are doing like this, naked in front of white men, they are giving you $10. Show the old balance. They are giving you $10. They are giving $15. So $15, like $10. $150. I'm preaching, you are still eating cham. God said, I should not come there. I wanted to come and meet you there. Will you change? Okay, if you change, you are blessed. Let's pray. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. I don't like your answer. Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, remember me for God. Lift up your voice and pray like that. Somebody pray. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. I came to meet you. Come, I want to tell you something. Here, church, pray with me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, protect me and my family. You are not saying it very well. Say it again. Why are you doing like this? 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 Lift up your voice and cry to God. Papa, you do well. You do well.
Oh, you do well. You do well. Papa, I take you.
Are you praying?
You do well. Oh. You do well, Lord. Oh, you do well.
In Jesus' name we pray. There is an agreement in the family now that the wife will go and do something funny to bring money into the house. Now, one of you are listening to me now. There's an agreement that you are going to go and do something funny to bring money into the house. Thus, hear the Lord. Don't do it. There is a way that cements right. Church, the end is destruction. Don't do it. Wait on God. Those that wait upon God shall renew their strength. And please, when you are waiting, do what waiters do. Serve. Serve. I used to tell people, serve. That time you are using the word serve. Don't worry. God is too faithful. God is too faithful. So I've told you now, that man came to church that day. And I said, that brother, come. Remember? And I said, they want to kill you. He said, God just told him to come to this church. He said, just want to confirm. His children are dreaming, they want to kill him. The wife, I said, come, you have reached. I call him, I pray for him. So you are here now. You are planning. One of you are planning to go and do something to bring money to the house. It's going to be shame. It's going to be bad. Don't do it. Your case has not been as bad as my case before. I've woken up with 13,000 naira in my account. You and Tony followed me to the airport one day, very long time at Ikeja. I had 18,000 naira in my account and I'm traveling to Europe. Who does that? I'm from Lagos to Holland. I was crying in the plane. If this plane crashed, what will my family survive on? So your case has not been as bad as my case. I've gone through that. Tomorrow they are going to pay school fees and I don't have money to pay. I have planned. I'm a master planner. But something swallowed my plan. So I was going around the demo and running in cars. I was praying and praying, Father, Lord, tomorrow. And the Lord said, are you the one doing it before? Go and sleep. I slept. By morning, the morning came. The Lord that helped me will help you. So I'm begging you, don't do anything funny. Don't do anything funny. Don't do anything crying. Don't do anything that they'll be calling you, dragging you. You don't need it. You need your peace of mind. I know you have heard, and I know you will not try it. Let us pray some more. Time is running. Oh, yeah, pray. Say after me, say, Father, in the name of Jesus, every good opportunity I have missed in life, Father, bring them back for me. Will you lift up your voice and pray? What kind of prayer is this now? Father, we thank you. We thank you.
Oh, we thank you. Oh.
In Jesus' name we pray. Let me quickly say this before I forget. Listen to me, everybody here. Do you know why you miss big opportunities sometimes? It's not that you're not rich, you're not well read up. It's because you are greedy. The last one God gave to you, what did you do with it? Man. Ah, before money comes, what I'm going to do with it, I have analyzed. This is what God is taking. Ben, that is me. Ask my family. This is what God is taking. I have spirit. What does the family need? But you know how to acquire for yourself. And God said, that is the last. Stretch your hand here, I pray for you. Every mistake you have made in guarding for yourself alone, for the repenting heart today, oh yeah, receive another opportunity. Lift up your voice after me. Say, my Father, from today, I will not lose my opportunity. Lift up your voice and pray like that. The way you are praying, say, I don't tire. You pray. Is somebody praying here? In Jesus' name we pray. Jesus' name we pray. That person beside Ms. Balogun, this tool of Satan in your house, later, I don't care what she is, I'm praying for you now. This tool of Satan in your house, I command them to break. Amen. Thank you. Please, come, I want to talk to you. Come. Kneel down, I want to talk to you. Before I say it, I want to pray for you. Listen to this prayer. Listen to this prayer. Any help that will put you in trouble, the Lord will deliver you from such in the name of Jesus. Any assistance that will make you miserable, I command the Lord deliver you in the name of Jesus. Any help you have rendered for people and have put your life in pain, the Lord destroy them now in the name of Jesus. The door they have closed against you and they say it's over, I command that door to break open in the name of Jesus. Bending, when you have, you give. But now it's not. I command. Oh yeah, rise up again in the name of Jesus. All the people that said amen for him, rise up again in the name of Jesus. I said, rise up again in the name of Jesus. When you put the eagle inside cage, it becomes very ugly. Anybody in the cage here? Oh yeah, let the cage break in the name of Jesus. The power of your father's house, your grip over your life is broken in the name of Jesus. You are delivered in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Rise up on your feet. Clap for Jesus. May you have come by yourself. Papa, we thank you. We thank you. Let's pray. Let's pray. Some time is running. Say after me. Say, my Father, my helper. I know here you just say, my Father, my helper. Say your own. Let me hear you. I repent genuinely of all my sense. What do you think? You have sense. You think you have sense? You've been doing like this. What's that? Your name again? Precious. Maybe. Let me pray for you. Kneel down here. Herbalist will not marry you. You are looking at me, it's not good. All of you, I call myself the blood of Jesus. All your bad thoughts over me, I cancel in the name of Jesus Christ. God will give you a king. You don't want. I pray for all the ladies in the house. You will not end in the hand of the manipulator. All this mommy will tell you, this age they will tell you now, that the only thing that women hear are not lie. You like lies, and they will give you lies. Amen. Stretch your hand to her as I pray for her. As we pray for this lady, I pray for all the singles that are listening to me all over the world and here, that you will not hang in the hands of the wicked. Pray for all my daughters here and everywhere you are, you will not hang in the hands of a wicked person. The plan is on now. The plan is on now. The plan is on now. I scatter that plan. Because you are in church today, wherever you are delivered from this manipulation in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh yes, stand up. Clap for Jesus very well. Wait. Please, not all doors are for you. See, babe, not all guys are for you. One of my dad was telling me, he said, sir, daddy, I have so many guys on my DM. She knows, she was telling me that they are not for me. Before you present them to me, Ronwe, a lady in this church brought name, and I was looking at the name like this. And I said, this one is a good man. And do you want to marry him? He said, yes. You are going to be the third wife. Daddy, you are not supposed to know. Ori Egbaleni. I'm not supposed to know. So you thought I'm using astrology. I said, if the wife handle you, and I said, the guy loves fair girls, he said, yes. You know what pain I'm most? This guy don't mind another one making up, but he said, no, me ogba. How are you? What if only me ogba? Let's pray some more. Why are you looking at me like that? I call myself with the blood of Jesus. Praise God. What you are waiting for will come. Oh my God. The money you are waiting for. The baby you are waiting for. The visa you are waiting for. The contract you are waiting for. The open door you are waiting for. I pray for you, it will come in the name of Jesus. Anybody crying now because you have helped somebody in the past, I decree God is wiping away your tears with another celebration in the name of Jesus. I declare over your life and destiny, from today it shall be celebration galore for you. Before you finish another one, before you finish this one, another one will come in the name of Jesus. You are remembered for good. You are protected. Opportunity will not bypass you. And you will not forsake your first love for God. Thank you, precious Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. Every other Wednesday of the month, apart from the first Wednesday, is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akiola Ministries International on search for our handle, Sewing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakelaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry, raising a people of integrity. Power, pebbles, and we need help.